Log Talk Radio.
People don't care how much you know, they care how much you care.
Mark can't get nobody. And she can't care if those woman for you than anybody else. As a mother in the Lord, Mark can't get nobody. And if you connect with her, I'm going to know God is connected. If you disconnect it, that's your fault, not her.
Amen.
I can't get nobody. So if you disconnect it after the day, I'm not going to be disconnected no more. I'm going to make a choice to be connected to my prophet. If you connect to your prophet, he said, believe the prophet, Chronicles 20 and 20. He said, believe the prophet, so shall you what? I got to get out of here, and bring it in my word. Take it out of here. Oh, come on. Come on, this is church. Talk to the end of y'all. Hello, is that good? Why? Because of Anna Pharaoh and all of us are here. There's no way we can lose when we're the Lord. When you're a champion in the spirit, you'll be able to know when you hurt. It ain't just personal when you hurt, you got to know when you hurt. Oh, y'all, come on. Ain't nothing but a mama to know when the children hurt, especially if you're grown. After you get grown, you can say, mama, are you hurt? Dad, are you hurt?
That's right.
What do you mean? Come on, I can't get nobody. But it's labor for your soul. Hallelujah. How many know you can't pay for that? You can pay your mom for correcting you.
Okay.
Y'all better come on saying amen. Don't get quiet on me. Yes. Hallelujah. You can't pay, amen, a good father for providing and protecting you.
That's right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let you know. I don't care how big a man is. He's 10 foot tall, 1,000 pounds full of muscle, bigger than a hug. If your daddy's home, he can't play. That fellow not when I come near your daughter. Come on, I'm going to tell you that. He could be 5 foot tall, 140 pounds. But that man sitting in that house will be protected. God gave him an opinion over the earth and not the devil. So y'all better come on here right now. We don't believe the word and not know the word. I'm telling you. Oh, is that all right? We don't need to learn the word. Enjoy and not with me. When somebody just look at you, see me, happy to see you, I'm going to know, ooh, getting ready. Some stuff getting ready to fall for you. So when they see you, they see grief. Grief with me. Everything wrong. God, if everything is wrong, you got the word and the spirit to get that wrongness out of you. Because people, it's got the items. They don't want you to go past what you see. Some people are fishing records.
My God.
You trying to go forward.
My God.
And they ain't studying about going forward. Stop hanging around people that can't see you doing better than what you at now. Get in the word and say, Lord, I'm going to elevate my mind because there's some vision records that I'm not going to hook up with.
Vision records.
Come on, say vision records.
Vision records.
Don't you know it's an other guy? Can't nobody come in this church and get a vision of this house?
That's right.
And if you didn't think it's in this house, I don't care a witch can walk in here, but a power won't mean nothing if we all in unity. Why are we struggling to be in unity when we come here to hear the word of the Lord?
Oh, God,
oh, struggle with doing right. Struggle with doing wrong. Oh, I need everybody here. When we don't struggle with coming together and letting the Lord use us. It gets no better. When you're amongst your brothers and your sisters, when you're in the house of prayer, it gets no better than this. Everybody is trying to take from you. Oh, I can't get somebody. Everybody is trying to figure out what's in your account. Come on. Everybody is trying to figure out what's how you got to be got. How many of you, when you write your sister brother, they ain't happy for you. They laugh for you. They're shocked for everything.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't get somebody. When we didn't go talk to this man, we shot to the other pastors we served.
My
God. I won't go to the bed here. Like I gave my dad, put my stomach to the next door with snow on the ground. He walked to the bed to his knees and gave and gave. And even I gave so much that I didn't see help serve. Told him about you give $200, the whole time said you might want to put a skirt around you and call me a part to my faith. And I was a minister because I couldn't bring $200 in and raise it. Then she walked out of me like that. But guess what? It was meant to destroy my soul. It was meant to get me off the track of God. But I stood there and said, guess what? It ain't what you say, it's what God says. Oh, God.
Everything wrong with me. No, you're right where you at. Come on. Because of your decision. And
everything ain't the devil. Okay, this
was
my wife.
That's
not. Am I cool?
Hallelujah.
Your submission is your personal gift of cooperation to those who govern you. When you submit, that's a personal gift to God and to your leaders. Say submission. That's a personal. You ain't going to do that to everybody. Come on, let's talk about submission. We don't want to do that every single day. We're not going to submit no fool. Come out and not no fool. Y'all hear me? Come out and not no fool. Come out and ain't broke.
Amen.
Come out and ain't in jail. Come out and ain't a whole other. Come out and ain't tight.
Oh,
yes. Go back to 8
million.
Oh, so stop looking at other people and get with your private. I can't get nobody. Come on. I can't tell it no plainer than that. You ain't going to get no father until you accept your leader. The children, your master, I'm talking about mine, they can't have no more than what I give you. Is that good? And guess what? Because they love me, they don't judge me. Because we love you, we don't judge you. Why? Because God loved us and He does us. I deserve to be in here. But His love. So then I deserve not to be up here. But His love. I deserve worse than what I got now. But God. Is that right? We all deserve something better. You know, we all got one thing we want nobody to know. And if you say, I'm talking about this, the adult 18 to below, now you're under 18, you can have that kind of thing. Right? It's not right now. But if you do, give me that. So they can't have it. Is that good?
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Two more minutes. Under authority, amen, Sister Alice, is established by God.
Mm-hmm.
Authority is established not by a man, but by God. We need rules to go by.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't really say everything goes.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? God had gave Cain and Abel a rule, but he got something to give from. Because he gave a better gift. Y'all see somebody come in here and give us $5 and pay them? Don't get jealous of her. We don't love them, no one loves
you. That's right. Come on now.
And I sure don't trust them, Lord. I should doubt that we can with us when we have but a fruit. Oh, that good? So if you love a man when he got nothing, you sure don't love him when he gets nothing. And if a man loves you when you ain't got nothing, he sure will love you when you ain't got nothing. The thing is, we change. We change. You get pride. That's one of the things that the whole American thing do. Can't help. And we sit there proud tonight. Can't be proud.
That's right.
Can't be the neighbor. When you're around your leader, you should be on the give. Not them give to you all the time, but they're already giving you the word. But if you have a need, a real mother and father is going to help some kind of way.
Yeah.
Don't feel embarrassed. Don't feel bad. I ain't got this. I ain't got that. That's tricky to get if you got it there.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got this and I can't have that. I'm done, y'all. I can't have this. I ain't got that. I ain't coming because I ain't got no $25. I ain't got no $50, no $100, no $1,000.
Come in.
When that lady told me that, it was meant for me to lead them and go back into the world. We was already giving them family. Now, you know, I ain't never heard of a navigator. They let me know we ain't talking about the car, but they had to be lying. They had to be. You got some preachers that big time lying.
Oh,
now, I can talk about it at home. Big time lying. I don't. A I'm just talking to them. I want to encourage them. The difference between some people and what me and Copac require. We require what God requires. But some people, this is back in 1997, and they want us to pay $1,000 for an application. They ain't give my time. They ain't give $1,000 for pastor's anniversary. Each, the husband and the wife, they ain't go out and glean $300 a week. They're not asking people for quarters. With no lights on, no car, no vehicle, our business to that. That's why we like we are. And so that's why we don't require all of that. What we require is your love and your power. Why? Because your money gonna come up. When your spirit, we said, prosper if you get up, even if that soul. A lot of people concentrate on the money and forget about the soul. They love ours. Co-pastors is not an arm. Is that good? We care about your soul. Now, we ain't perfect. Because I'm perfect by the Father.
That's right.
But we do love and we do care and we are making an attempt to do the scripture. Is that good?
Yes.
Amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah. How many of you guys have heard that word?
Amen.
Hallelujah. When it wasn't encouraging.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.